Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to BK Town.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. Tom McCaffrey, Eric Bronstein.
And
Alex Pichero's here.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, man? So let's get right into it. The thing that's on everybody's mind, the Brady Bunch. No. I just want to talk about this. So Brody Stevens died on Friday. A great comedian. Did you know him?
I think I ran into him a couple times in New York, I think.
Like early on.
Yeah. And he was like crazy. He was, you know.
Yeah.
I think I once saw him perform at a laundromat.
Yeah.
One of those shows.
Right.
And he was pretty funny, but he was just running around crazy.
I think the first time I saw him when I first started comedy, like 99 in New York, and I went to, do you remember the Gershwin Hotel had an open mic?
They had a lot,
right? It was just this hotel. I mean, it actually wasn't that bad a room. It sounds horrible. It was almost like a hostel, and they had a room. And I don't know who was hosting it, but Brody went on, and I was like, "What is he doing?" Because he didn't really do sets.
No.
He kind of got up there and like ranted and almost had melt. He would get mad at the crowd and stuff.
Right.
And
yeah.
Did you ever see him?
Yeah, no, not live. Never met him either. But I mean, he was known for like his catchphrases, kind of. Like he would just like shout random stuff.
What was it? Get her done?
No, it was like,
yeah.
Yeah, push it, positive energy.
Push it good. Where's the beef? What you talking about, Willis?
That's what he would do, yeah.
No, so then I moved to LA in like 2000, and then he was, I was in open mic and he was there, and I was like, oh man, this guy again? And yeah. He seemed crazy, and then there was like all this heat on him immediately in LA, and he did like a set on like Kilborn, and every comedian, like I hung out with all these comedians, we were all new, and they all like loved him.
Right.
And he was really good friends with Zach Galifianakis, I guess.
I mean, they were both the classic alt type comedians, I think.
Yeah. And I guess he would do like the improv and stuff.
Right.
And then I didn't know him, but then I met him in 2001. I did a show and he hosted, and then I met him, and then I kind of knew him for the last like 3 months I was in LA, and he was super nice. That's one thing I really remember. He was, because he was kind of like on the up trajectory, and he could have been a dick, but he was always really nice to me.
That's always good.
Yeah,
when people are like they're in a position to be an asshole.
Yeah, and he could have been a dick. He just was like weird. And then when I went out to see him in New York, he always remembered me. He was, and then I saw him like it had been like 4 years in LA, and he was like, hold on. And I was like, I thought I knew him, like we were friends. Right. I was like, hey, what's up? He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom McCaffrey, right? Or something. Like, he kind of said it like he had never met me. And I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, I've hung out with you like a lot of times. Have you ever had that? Where like you meet people for like a long time and then they act like they don't know you?
Yeah. It happens constantly.
With who?
I don't know.
With Alex.
It's really sad. Constantly?
No, I don't know.
No, I've had that. No, I think it's a weird thing. And I think in showbiz.
It's also being a, like, especially now being like a white guy. You know, a lot of, if you're like a white guy and you're kind of, to a lot of people, we all kind of look the same. You know what I mean? So if I think you can get that a lot, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, if you're like some sort of ethnic group or whatever, you know, like some sort of comic who's, you know, we'll just move on.
Well, this actually
so
happens.
Key and Peele did that to you?
Yeah. This actually happens to my co-host of my podcast, Kill You Last, Peter Garaci. Yes. He looks just like Shuley from
the
Howard Stern Show. He's also a comedian. And so when we're hanging outside clubs, sometimes me and Peter are talking. And these guys who like are, I'd say, like doing the Cellar, maybe like are definitely ahead of us in the New York City game and everything.
They think that he's...
Well, like, they'll come up to him and be like, you're back in town. Dab him up and everything. And Peter just goes through the motions because this happens so often. And then I'm never sure in the moment like what's going on. And then when they leave, he'll go like, yep, they think I'm Shuley. And it happens like I think twice a week.
But is it people that know him?
people that I guess know Shuli.
Is this guy Italian?
Yeah.
It's funny because the Shuli's Jewish.
Yeah, Peter Garaci looks like a Jew, but he's Italian.
But it's weird. I think that, does he look like that much like him?
Honestly, yeah.
That's so weird.
I definitely understand.
Because wouldn't they be like, because really like funny. If I know someone and I see someone who looks like them, I know it's not that.
Yeah, but it's that comedy acquaintance kind of know. You know, it's not that. Yeah.
So anyway, Brody was a really good guy, and he was really funny, and it's really sad.
It's funny because people outside of the comedy world, they're like, how could this guy commit suicide? But comedians are like, yeah, we understand.
Yeah, they're like, comedians are like, how did he hold on for so long? I actually did think that. I was like, oh, yeah.
And he had a good run.
It does seem like there's an age in comedy. I feel like, you know, it's like mid to late 40s usually. Do you think, because Richard Jenny was 49...
Or they think it's not going to happen, or, you know.
Or, like, maybe, like, it did have, because Richard Jenny was, that's the thing that depresses me sometimes, because it's guys who, like, had more success than I did, right. And I'm like, huh. How am I? But I don't know, maybe that's bad sometimes, you know.
I think that is worse.
Because if you have it, and then it stops, you're like, well, now, I guess it's over for me, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, what?
I was going to say, it's also a very specific thing with Brody. I read into it that he stopped taking his medication and then started again. But like for 6 months, he was off it. And then when he started again, it was like this weird chemical imbalance.
Oh, so he had just started again?
He was like bipolar, yes. They said.
Yeah.
So he had...
He had actual
like brain chemistry problems that the pills were helping with. And then he felt that the creativity was being stifled. Yeah. So he stopped taking them. Which is understandable, but then I think he like rapidly got back onto the dosage he was taking.
It's really scary,
and that,
actually.
That switch really fucked him up. I think that's what
people really underestimate when I hear that shit now, because it's like all those antidepressants, like really, if you're already kind of like you know, predisposed to having that, like that kind of a problem, it can just, I don't know, that's scary that it can like send you over the edge, like. Because there had to be a time where he decided to hang him. I mean, he hung himself.
And that's another thing. That always takes effort, I think.
Hanging yourself?
Yeah.
I know. You have to, like, put his stuff in. That's what I mean. Like, he obviously was so over the edge at that point. God, it's so terrible to think about.
Yeah.
And then even, like, Greg Giraldo. I know he didn't really kill himself, but he kind of did with drugs. So... I've thought about that. Why for rock stars it's like their 20s, for comedians it's like their 40s.
Right.
Is it just because
comedians get success later? Comedians don't have to be sexy.
Yeah, maybe that is what it is.
Yeah, rock stars are like these sexy guys in their 20s, and comedians usually are pretty smart and takes a while to get there, you know?
Right. Yeah, but it could, again, might have nothing to do with his career. He just,
his
brain might have just been broken.
Probably partly what it is. All right.
Because it seemed like he had, you know, I don't think he was ever like a superstar. So he had this like strong level of success that seemed to kind of, you know, it was kind of.
Yeah, no, he definitely had a lot of success.
And he had respect of his peers. I mean, you could tell that.
So. Yeah, I think I was saying when I was like 2000, when I was starting, basically every comedian I was starting with like worshipped him.
There you go.
And he did kind of like have success quick. I mean, I don't know when he started, but it seemed like it started to pop fast. Right. He just was a very interesting character. You know, the industry loves that stuff.
Plus, comics like to watch guys like that on stage where they're so unpredictable. And, you know, because comics, you know, usually follow a format on stage, you know, and they love when the guys like him don't follow a script and he runs around.
Oh, yeah, because he always was kind of different, right?
Yeah.
He would always kind of like get mad at the crowd.
I mean, he would have his jokes already, you know, stock jokes, but he'd still, it seemed all, you know.
He was very persona driven. Yeah.
It was a meta performance. All right. But
All right. So the Oscars are tonight. I mean, maybe just talk about that a little bit. Everyone's really excited. Do you feel like no one cares about the Oscars now? It seems like the like thrill of it is kind of gone.
It'd be funny. I was thinking today that if the ratings go way up because there's no host.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll just get rid of a host forever, you know?
Of course they would. That's the thing. There's no host. Like, that's kind of the, I think, why everyone's going to tune in. Do you think it'll, the last time they didn't have a host was 1989, and that was like the debacle with like Rob Lowe sings with Snow White at the beginning, and it's just thought of as like one of the worst moments in history.
Why didn't they have a host that year? What happened?
Kevin Hart.
It was Kevin's fault.
Being
yeah.
racist.
Yeah, he was 2 years
what,
old.
He was being racist.
They heard from his first grade teacher that he made some homophobic comments. No, I don't know what. I don't know why. They hired this guy Alan Carr, who directed like Grease. He was like a theater guy, and
we were talking about this, right?
Yeah, and it's just like one of the worst. And so that's what they're saying. Like the last time they had a host, it was like a complete fucking. Like literally the next day. Like 20 like well-known actors wrote like a letter all signing it saying we can't have the Oscars be like this anymore.
Oh wow.
This can never happen again.
Pretty much. And so I don't know. Do you think it'll matter though? Like with no host? Like what do you think they're gonna do?
Well, they're gonna have a lot of special guests. So it's almost gonna seem like there is a host. And they'll have some probably opening bit where they'll probably put like every celebrity in there. You know?
Right. That's what I was thinking. They might just bring a comedian out at the beginning to do basically what they always do at the beginning, but just not.
Or several comedians or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if one comedian, because then they're gonna take the brunt of the criticism that'll inevitably be thrown his way.
Right. Maybe it'll be amazing. I feel like everyone's tuning in to watch like a train wreck.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm watching.
I never watched them, and I was telling Tom earlier, I wish I had cable so I could watch what happens without a host. That would be the only reason.
Well,
I
you
think.
Still have time.
To get a cable subscription.
Yeah.
Actually, Time Warner keeps calling me.
Or you
like,
could just
hey.
Like call someone, you know.
Just hear it over the phone for an hour.
So this is the other thing. So did you hear that they like... We're going to have like 4 awards and they're going to give them out during commercials.
Yeah.
But they were like huge awards.
Cinematographer, one of them?
Right.
That's a big one.
Like, you know, the guy who basically films the movie. They're like, yeah, this isn't a big part of it. It's just like, you're just working the camera, right?
Where did you hear that?
It was all over the news.
Oh, really?
And then they changed their mind because everyone protested.
That's ridiculous.
It was cinematographer and like writer or something, right? No, it was like huge. It was huge parts of the movie.
I mean, a lot of people think the cinematographer does more than the director sometimes.
Yeah,
they set up the shot. So I don't know.
I feel like totally the director usually doesn't even know how to work a camera or like how to when big actors direct movies.
Yeah,
they don't know what they're just like. Hey, make it. Look good.
This is my vision, man, you know?
Apparently when Harold Ramis was directing Caddyshack, that was his first movie, he was like, all right, shoot the scene. And the cinematographer was like, you have to like turn the camera around. Like you're pointing at the crew. Yeah, like literally. So that's what...
that's funny.
So Molly Heckerling told me that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Molly, do you know Molly? She's a comedian.
I've heard her on this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Harold Ramis was her dad, so she had that funny
story.
That's
so cool.
I know.
Her mom's famous.
Yeah, her mom is John Belushi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, Amy Heckerling. Yeah. Mm.
Shouts out.
Yeah. So anyway, are you looking up the Oscars or are you just looking at your Facebook?
No, I'm looking at like you want to do a prediction for Best Picture? When we go through the...
Can you
yeah,
go through... Do
that.
You mind? Yeah. Okay, let's go through it.
Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Green Book, Vice, A Star Is Born, Roma.
That's a good one.
I think it's going to be Black Panther. No, Black Panther has no chance.
Do you think it has no chance?
I think it has a chance.
Do you really?
I do too.
Because I think this year is not a really strong year.
And they're not going to... not even about...
Oh, that's so funny. Maybe it will win.
Yeah.
Because you got the comic book factor and the diversity factor, but especially the comic book thing, I think. Because this would be the one year that they could win it.
If it wins, it would have the best for them... The article after would probably be like super diversity praising Hollywood. Yeah. They would have the best reception.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give it to La La Land instead.
That'd be great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No. Well, I was thinking like people are thinking Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
I don't think so. I mean, that's not. Did you see it?
I did. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Parts of it.
It's not. It's like not that good. It's okay.
A biopic. It's always those things are the same. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is what
every
happened.
Biopic. It's like this is what it is. They're always like, oh, I wrote a song last night, and it's like a song you know is the biggest song in the world, and then they like show it to the record company, and they're like, this is the worst song we've ever heard. No one will ever like it, and they're like, fuck you, we're gonna do it, and then it becomes the biggest song. I knew it was great. So that's like, Usually it's not always with an English accent, but
right.
in Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's always with an English accent.
Like straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
No, but every time they're like, here's a song we wrote, you know, and then they're always like, this will never work. So yeah, you're going to see God. So I don't think it'll win.
I think that it. Well, do you think that they always pick the best picture though?
No, they don't.
So that's
what
I'm saying.
Many times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you so confident?
That, I guess that's true. It probably will win.
I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying I don't think the barometer is this movie good.
Can you remember a movie that won that was just you were like, how the fuck did that?
Well,
win?
Like Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas. That's a famous one.
That's crazy. Yeah. But also Dances with Wolves at the time, I guess, was a really good movie. It didn't age as well as
I
Goodfellas,
think it was because Kevin Costner. It was just a cool story. Like, wow, he's so cool. He's so good looking and he's a good actor and he made this movie. It's unbelievable.
Goodfellas is much better. It's not
Goodfellas
even close.
Is like arguably Scorsese's best movie.
Yes, in my opinion.
And I mean it's Martin Scorsese. Yes.
A lot of people say the Crash, Brokeback Mountain. Crash won that year.
Yeah.
And Brokeback Mountain. I don't know though. I don't think Brokeback Mountain was that much better than Crash. So
that's no, but you told me it's your favorite movie of all time.
Star Is Born, how many times have you seen that movie now?
Yeah, that's about a heterosexual couple. Everyone, Star Is Born. I really,
how many times you've
seen
that
it three times.
Really?
I think it's a really good
nominated?
Movie. Yeah. I think that might win.
That might win. And
everyone shits on me for everyone says it's about a man and a woman having sex. How is it gay to because they're singing? It's gay.
It's gay.
Do you ever listen to music? So I guess you're gay. How did gays take over music?
The gays took over heterosexuality.
Brokeback Mountain is about gay dudes.
Yeah.
And you told me it's your favorite movie of all time. You're wearing a Brokeback Mountain t-shirt.
Yeah.
So Crash is shit. Crash is a bad movie.
You know what's interesting? You didn't pick A Star Is Born. It didn't jump out as you.
I feel like no one likes it. It's weird.
People love it. It's
do
just
they?
Gay
every
guys.
Time I
it's a bunch of gay guys.
I guess it's gay to like. I don't know what.
No,
they show her tits in the movie. Yeah. I mean,
you know what I think it is? It's that Bradley Cooper is so handsome, and then Lady Gaga's kind of she's fine.
She's
So that I think that's why people. They just assume you really like seeing Bradley Cooper in a movie or something. I don't know.
I mean, he's good at it.
He's really good at it. Yeah.
It's gay for a guy to be a good actor.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I thought it was a really I don't know. I'm really into movies. There's not a lot of good movies out.
And it was well done. Yeah.
I
agree.
Well, at least it's a good movie. If you said Hangover 3 was your favorite movie of all time.
Would that be gay?
That would be gay.
No, yeah. Gay. Hangover 3 is good. Did you ever see that?
No, it's not even a comedy, that movie.
Also, they tried to do it differently, and everyone got mad. You know, they try and do a movie. They're like, okay, we're going to change it for the sequel. But it's like, you dick. They got mad when the second one was exactly like the first one, and then the third one was... All right, but anyway. So what about Green Book?
Never even heard of this movie.
I liked it, but I don't think it's going to win, though.
Who's in Green Book? What is it?
Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, he's going to probably win the Oscar for that.
And he probably will.
He's best supporting for some reason. And then...
How is he best supporting in that?
I don't know. Well, the studio decides the category, so...
Oh, is that right? I've always wondered that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes they could put a Viggo Mortensen and him in both the same category. The problem is the votes would be split.
Right, that's right.
It was from the Godfather rule.
You have to do that. Oh, go on.
Yeah, years ago, Godfather 2, right? Yeah. There was everyone was put in the same category. You know what I mean? And then nobody won. You know, Brando won the first time, but all the rest of them were put in the supporting actor category.
Right.
And it was four out of five of them were from The Godfather, and none of them won. So after that, they realized that they have to spread it out more, you know?
What even won last... Who even won last year, the best picture?
Was that Moonlight? That wasn't last year.
No. It was...
That's so weird that I remember when Moonlight won.
Yeah, but how could you forget?
Yeah, that was the best thing that ever happened.
How can I not even remember?
I don't even remember who was nominated.
Gravity? No, that was
I'll look it up right now.
Gravity. That came out 2011.
Yeah. It sucked. It wasn't even good.
It did win Best Picture, though, didn't it?
No. I don't even think it was up for anything.
Yes, it did.
Director, but not.
I think he's the one who directed Roma, right?
Yeah, that might win too. Yeah. Everyone's gonna be mad though because it's Netflix. That is shitty.
Oh, I have it right here. You're gonna kick yourself when you hear it.
Okay.
All right. I have the winners of the last year's Oscars. Let's see. The best picture was The Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah. The fish fucking
that's
movie.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That sucked.
Yeah.
That was so
bad. That movie was Splash and E.T. put together. Same. It was the exact same plot of both those movies put together.
But it was like worse than both of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And there's some weird scenes. Like there was no like... Like, wasn't there a really sexual scene?
Yeah, she, like, fucks the fish.
No, but also, like, she's, like, masturbating in the beginning, too, like, to the fish or whatever.
I don't know.
Fucking the fish is worse,
That's
though.
Worse, though. Yeah, you're right. Also, Jordan Peele won Best Original Screenplay. Right. Get Out.
Yeah, that should have won Best Picture.
Well, that's that should have won.
Definitely Best Original Screenplay.
They couldn't, though, because they're like, it's a horror movie or a comedy.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like, that's so... But so, all right, can we go through more of the other...
Back to the Black Panther, that might be why they don't win, because there's a lot of people in Hollywood who are upset about... how superhero movies are taking over, you know?
Yeah.
And the members of the Academy are going to see that if they start winning Oscars, then it's like, then they're never going to make fucking movies that aren't superhero movies.
That's true.
You know? So I think that's the only thing that's holding it back, the Black Panther winning.
I feel like Black Panther has no shot. I don't know why. I just feel like...
Well, I think for that reason.
Oh, wow. The first article is how to watch the Oscars online for free. So I'll be watching perfect. That tonight.
It's on Channel 7. You have an antenna?
Do people have antennas anymore? How do you even do that?
You just go to the store.
This guy knows like everything about technology. He's like, antenna? How do you do that?
Honestly, I think I'm a little bit too young to remember like antennas being a functioning thing. Like, to me, an antenna is like a thing that of the past.
Well, you know what's really funny about it? Really? So they have these commercials now for these. It's like this, and they'll say, you can go watch all these channels, because there's a lot of digital channels now on air over antenna. There's like 30 or 40 channels
Really?
For free. So they have these commercials now where like you can buy this thing and you put it on your TV and then you get all these channels.
Yeah.
Well, it's just an antenna.
Is that really what do they call it? Something
else? They call it like the TV rabbit, right?
Yeah.
And then you just shove it and you go.
TV rabbit.
Yeah, stuff like that. You just put it on your TV and it's just basically an antenna.
Yeah, I should get that. I'm so sick of like all these fucking channels.
All right, I got to buy that thing.
Man. Oh, yeah. You can get them online. You can get it like $7-$8.
Yeah, because all I do is watch sports anyway.
I didn't know that much. All right, can we just go through the other like, big categories? Like who's up for like actor?
Well, I got Bradley Cooper, Defoe. Which I don't know what he
meant. What was he even in?
Rami Malek, Viggo Mortensen, and Christian Bale.
So
or American Psycho.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Bradley Cooper? No way, right?
Did he win already?
No. Did he?
No, I don't think he did.
He did. He hasn't won yet, but I think Rami Malek, they're gonna give it to that guy.
Yeah,
really?
He won the Golden Globe. So.
Yeah. He's really good in do you know his show
Mr. Robot?
I've never seen it.
Oh, that show is fantastic.
What he was in, and I watched it the other day and I didn't remember even that part in it. Did you ever see The Master?
No, I don't even know what that is.
It's about like Scientology, basically. It's about like L. Ron Hubbard. It's with Joaquin. He's in it. He has like a big part in it. Maybe he will win. I guess he was good.
He really like transformed himself to look like Freddie Mercury.
Did he though? He just already kind of looks like. With his buck mouth. Team,
right? Yeah, no. I mean, he's a good actor. That guy's a good
actor. No, he's good, but he just kind of goes. Isn't that like what he does?
I, Mr. Robot's a good.
I think he does a little more than that.
I have AIDS.
Yeah, he does do that.
Mr. Robot's supposed to be a good show, right?
Oh, Mr. Robot is like, it's so good, and his acting in that just makes me want to.
Do you know what Mr. Robot, though, it does working against it? Because I've never seen an episode, but I heard about it. The name is horrible.
It is a terrible.
How many robots are in the show?
Oh, barely any. Right. I mean, computers.
Right.
Yeah, why do they call it that?
That's his pseudonym. He's a hacker. So he's
Christian Slater?
Well, it's a whole thing. No.
To me, it sounded like Small Wonder, one of those like...
It sounds like a show about a robot.
Yeah, well, Christian Slater is Mr. Robot, which is Rami Malek's schizophrenic projection of his dad, but his dad's dead.
Wait, Christian Slater's not like a real person in it?
In the show, he's the second like lead, but he's not real. Yeah, if that's I think that ruins season one. Sorry, guys. But no. Only half of season one. No. The show's still fantastic, no matter what. Like honestly,
no. I've never watched it.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah, everyone tells me that, and then I'm like, no.
It's really good.
Then I go home and I just watch Friends.
that's super not gay.
I know. It is gay to laugh.
Yeah. All right.
Sometimes, go ahead.
Best actress. Let's look at that.
Right,
best
who are
actress.
They? Who?
All right. I'm gonna need some help with this. I don't know all of them, but
Glenn Close is winning this one.
Oh, is it really Glenn Close in the
For
wife?
What?
In the wife
doesn't matter.
Who's even heard of that?
Glenn Close has never won an Oscar.
I know. I don't think she's been. She has been nominated.
No, she's been nominated like 7 times. I mean,
really?
And Glenn Close. I mean, she's like one notch down from Meryl Streep.
So Glenn Close is
guaranteed. I mean, I'm sure Vegas odds are like horrible on that.
Glenn, yeah. Not close enough.
So she's gonna win. She's gonna beat Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born.
I didn't even know she got nominated for that.
Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
And Yalitza wow.
Yeah.
Yalitza Aparico.
And what?
Roma?
Roma.
Yeah, Glenn Close.
Yeah.
It's either her or Lady Gaga will be the upset. You don't think they'll give it to her?
No way.
I feel like people don't like. She's kind of you know, I liked her in that movie, but then whenever I see her, she's really annoying.
Yeah.
She's always like, she's really like, did you watch the Grammys? I'll just do real quick. She sang that song from Star Is Born, and she did it like all weird.
Right.
Did you see it?
No.
She's like dancing around, like doing these like weird. I'm like, what? It's just a song about
she needed this,
liking a dude.
She needed this movie so bad because she was getting close to being really not cool anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, her career was like, you know, that's why a lot of these singers go into acting, because it's like after a while, people are like, all right, you know, enough. And Madonna, enough. Madonna couldn't act, so she didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
you know?
She really blew it. She was bad. All right, so is there another one?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them.
Two more.
Yeah, so.
Supporting.
Should we do supporting actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll move on.
All right.
Key grip.
We got that one.
Supporting actor is going to be...
Sound effects editing.
This guy, Mahershala Ali in Green Book. Everyone's
Mahershala
Ali. He's going to win, apparently, everyone's saying.
Did he win before?
He did. I think he won for Moonlight.
He'll probably win again.
But they're saying he's going to win for Best Supporting Actor. The other people are Adam Driver in Black Klansman, Sam Elliott in A Star Is Born.
No.
Richard E. Grant in Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Sam Rockwell in Vice.
No.
Rockwell just won.
What about Best Supporting Actress? This is interesting because they have Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, or however you say your name, in The Favorite.
Well, yeah, which
they're both in the same category.
They'll do that. It's just that...
It's rare, though, I feel like.
What happens if they do it and neither one of them wins?
They probably knew that they... That movie, like, no... Do you know anyone that's ever watched
The reason
that
why
movie?
They probably...
My mom, yeah.
Did you like it?
She couldn't... She said it was disturbing. She couldn't watch it. But she understands that it was, like, well-made.
But the reason why they probably did it there also is they figured none of them would have a chance in the Best Actress category, so... You know,
yeah,
they probably didn't even think both of them would even get selected.
So that one will definitely be. Who were the other ones in supporting?
In supporting actress,
yeah,
Amy Adams in Vice, Marina de
in Roma,
yeah,
whenever you can't pronounce it, it's Roma.
Regina King in If Beale Street Could Talk.
Oh yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Then her.
That got like no nominations. I thought everyone loved that movie.
I don't even know what
it's like the guy who did Moonlight. Now they're over him already.
Yeah.
They're like, no more black
movies.
Wow,
Star Is Born is in every category, though. Even like Best Cinematography.
That'll win a song.
Spike
definitely.
Lee may win too for Best Director.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought they all hated him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
He's going to win Best Director, you think?
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't hate him, because I mean, if they hate you, they don't nominate
you. Well, they probably hated him for years, but now when you're in the scene long enough, then you have this like gravitas and people are like, oh yeah. And
it's true. People in making the decisions now are like younger than him, younger than his whole career.
Right, so he looks like an icon.
He's like the grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, his movies aren't that great, though.
He's Black made Klansman like three right. great movies and like 10 shitty movies, I feel like.
10, I feel like.
Maybe more. I don't know.
I think he's made 13 shitty movies.
Okay, very cool.
No,
very
I'm just kidding. He's made like a couple of good movies. They're not... Actually, I just saw He Got Game again.
That's
I was
good,
like,
it's a good movie.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah. It's better than I thought it was.
There's a lot of shitty movies he's made.
Yeah. All right, so you want to move on to... Sure. So what just happened with Robert Kraft, the New England Patriots owner?
Yeah, so that's why I want to bring this up, because this story is going to just keep unfolding. Basically, this guy, owner of the New England Patriots, which is like the New York Yankees of football, just won the Super Bowl. He got busted in this sting operation, I guess, at a massage parlor in Florida.
Right.
And apparently...
Why are they like going out of their way to...
Well, there's a few reasons why.
Okay.
One of them reasons is a lot of these massage parlors, apparently, the workers are sex traffic, you know, victims of sex trafficking, which I've read a lot about this week. Secondly, the other thing is, and this is, if this is true,
you're doing research on what massage parlors to avoid. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The second one is also is that it could be underage, and if that's the case, he's in a lot of trouble. And not only that, but apparently there's bigger names involved in this whole thing.
Like other New England Patriots or like just regular?
I don't know yet. I mean,
so he literally was just going to a massage parlor. That's what happened.
Right.
When I first saw the article, I was like, oh, I guess he was running a sex trafficking ring.
No.
He just was going to get a hand job.
Confusing it with the Epstein story. That was the other.
Yeah. No, but I saw this and I just figured because he's such a big deal, why I didn't know it was him just getting busted for getting a hand job.
Well, the question is, this guy's a billionaire, right? We get it. If he wants a hooker, why would he just go to some strip mall?
Right.
And that's the real question. And the answer might be maybe there's.
They're really good at jerking you off. Maybe it's just
or maybe
because
they're 12-year-olds, you know?
Oh, no, or maybe it's like just an easier way to do it without getting caught because you just go in and get out. No one's going to know who he is, right?
I don't know. Getting a hooker sent to your hotel room, I don't think that's really.
Do you think he probably does that too? Maybe this was like a thing he just does on the side, you know what I mean?
It's kind of weird that this is straight up like super illegal and they're talking about like he might lose the team. That's, I don't know. Isn't it kind of weird that he's not really doing anything that crazy wrong?
No, but it's why prostitution should be legal.
Yeah.
Because then you can regulate this stuff. Right now, what's going on is these women, from what I was reading, a lot of these women, they come here, they're promised certain things.
Sure.
Then they got to work off this debt that they can never pay off. And they're just jerking people off for years. And you can't go to the cops because either you don't speak English or they tell you that the cops will arrest you.
Which so, is true.
So or deport you.
Yeah.
So the sex trafficking, that's what happens. Why can't they just leave the place? They just can't. They don't have any money.
They have no money. I heard in some cases they live in the massage parlors.
Yeah.
You know, and they cook their own foods there and you're just paying off this debt. You're like a slave, you know?
All right. Yeah. Do you mind if I read off this report? Because there's some interesting stuff in here.
About what?
About Robert Kraft and like how it went down.
Okay,
sure. It says, cops list a variety of sex acts performed on 26 men who entered the business, one of whom cops say is Robert Kraft. Kraft is not identified by name in the police documents, but the police documents described a surveillance video in graphic detail, noting a pattern of behavior from the alleged Johns. The men would enter the spa, pay up front. Some used cash. Others used credit cards. I don't know why that's a detail. Mm-hmm. Before being escorted into the back, into a private massage room. In almost every case, an Asian woman would tend to the client, sometimes two women, and perform sex acts using their hands and mouths.
Oh, so they would blow them too. Ooh,
yeah, wow. It does not appear any of the suspects engage in vaginal intercourse.
Okay, well, yeah, that's...
Cops say the surveillance videos capture every single detail of the encounter, including ejaculation and subsequent cleanup. That's the last sentence in the article.
So they clean up?
They clean up.
That's nice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty hot.
It does. So, it's weird, though. It's just
weird
that they're going to like probably take his team away now, and he's just getting jerked off.
I mean,
off.
I guess it's illegal, right? I mean...
It's illegal, for sure.
Yeah, it's illegal. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's legal.
Well, if they're underage, he's fucked.
Illegal.
Also, you know, people hate the Patriots, and they've done other shit before. Plus, he's a Trump guy. People don't like that either. Yeah, so it's like...
Are they saying they're underage? Because none of this says that, but maybe they are.
If they are, he's in
trouble. Oh, yeah. For sure.
I wonder though, because maybe, yeah, he probably, it's already pretty bad.
Oh my God, it was so cheap. The average cost per visit for services was $59 for half an hour, $79 for an hour.
But I mean, this is disgusting. So what's the address? What time do they close?
Apparently there's Patriot haters going to the parlor now and like just like shitting.
Wait, is the place like still open?
Jet fans and stuff. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if it's still open for that. It's open for its normal business.
Well, this
I'm sure they've cleaned it up. They've cleaned up its rep in the last day.
But this is what's going to happen now because these places are all over the place. They're near me where I live in Jersey.
Are they?
They're all over New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops don't do anything and they know what's going on. And I've heard rumors that the reason why they don't.
Because the cops go and they do. That's true.
And I know a lot of people have done this stuff constantly. And the only reason I probably never have is because I figure the day I go, they're going to have a fucking sting operation.
Right, right, right.
But because, you know, and now, and then also learning more about the sex trafficking thing, I didn't really kind of know that.
Yeah.
Because I think if you just legalize it, then women can just start to, they'll be like barbers. They start their own business. Mm-hmm. You know, you set up shop somewhere.
They have it in Vegas. Yeah. I was just in Vegas.
No,
they
also have legitimate prostitutes. Also, it's such a puritanical country, and it's like,
it's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe if you had it legal, maybe there wouldn't be these dudes like shooting everybody. Because I do feel like a lot of that comes down to that.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Kind of like, why is it this horrible thing if someone wants to? I mean, it's bad. The reason it's illegal and it goes through a bad area is like the sex trafficking and sex slaves part.
Yes.
But like, if there's two consenting adults, like, why is it? There's so many more horrible. You can buy a gun, but you can't go get a fucking.
But think about
why
it's not legal. Like, certain people make money off the fact that it's still not legal.
Right. Like, prohibition does that to every business, and it makes it violent, and it makes it all the sex slave stuff that wouldn't exist if prohibition of prostitution ended. Just like with alcohol.
But how
could you? There's no alcohol wars anymore because Al Capone and all that was real, and now it's legal. So.
Now there's just alcohol brawls.
Sure, yeah, but like,
I'm just kidding.
No, I know, but like the Mexican drug cartel still kills people because weed is still like illegal in most countries and everything. But that shit would end if it was, you know,
is amazing. You just how like against, you know, prostitution everyone is. But
I mean, the idea
is it the most horrible. Like, so I don't know if there's dudes who just can't ever get laid. Is it basically like, so you just can't get laid ever? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
And it's like, but also like whenever you walk around, you're just going to see billboards of chicks with no pants
on. You can't get.
No, because everything is so sexualized.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, but you can't, like, you have to like earn it.
Right.
You have to earn fucking these chicks. And it's like, but then like, you hear about these, you know, and it's not just like, well, if you get money and this. I mean, even Robert Kraft is doing it. You know what I mean? So it's not
he's
like
a billionaire. Yeah,
you know, you hear about, you know, celebrities who fucking do that shit.
The problem is that you said $59?
$59 for half an hour,
which is
services.
A good deal.
Great,
but how much does that woman keep? She probably gets like
$10
out of that, you know.
Yeah,
and then the you know, whatever the
place. I guess that's why. Yeah,
but if a woman just walked around and said, "I'll jerk you off for $60,"
right?
Would be a lot of takers, I would imagine. Would you be a taker?
No, I'd be like, no way. Only after dinner. I don't know. Like, if you go and meet a chick, like, you know, these dating apps, it's like, you're probably going to end up spending like $60 and they're probably just going to leave.
100%. Yeah. You're at least in Manhattan. You're probably spending $120.
Right. For basically probably nothing.
Yeah.
Because they have like 50 likely. Other dudes in their queue who are going
to
blow.
This sounds very specific.
What?
Does this happen to you often?
No. I mean, I'm just saying I've gone on dates and like, you know, maybe I'll like make out with the chick, but like, you know, you're going to spend money and it probably won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why is it such a horrible thing? I don't know. Yeah. Like you expect people not to be into that. Like, oh, $60 and you'll blow me. Oh no, I have to go out with this chick tomorrow who probably doesn't look anything like her picture. And then I have to listen to her boring stories for 4 hours and spend $80, and then maybe she'll make out with me next time. You know, like, I don't.
It's crazy. No. I think the fact of it is prostitution, if you legalize it, would at least, at the very least, would cut down on human trafficking. And that reason alone, no matter what other positive benefits it may or may not have, it might not cure like these psychos who are shooting people up. Maybe it will, but
no,
probably not. But so what? It will somewhat help human trafficking.
And
that's a win.
Well, in other countries, it is kind of lax or legal, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
in certain countries, they get health insurance benefits like prostitutes.
It's only in really like progressive nations, though. Not like, like there are some first world nations like us that don't have it, some that do, and then any below that are all like operating in human trafficking, which is like one of the worst things in the world.
And to be honest, I feel like people are like, the other thing is like, I think women are probably really against it because I feel like they'd be like, dudes would be like, well, why would I date you now? If I could, you know what I mean? No,
well,
seriously.
Are we going back to the sex robots argument?
Is there an argument?
What did I say?
A discussion about it. No, we always talk about it.
Well, we were talking about, if there's sex, like Westworld, how would you ever like date again? Like you would never like want to put up with anything anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
that's coming soon.
Not soon enough.
Yeah,
yeah. Those things still.
You might be in your 60s.
They're not going to be good.
They don't look that good yet. You remember that there's always a guy who like marries one of them.
Yeah,
it's like I fuck this all the time, and it looks like a mannequin. I'm like,
dude, there's a guy that definitely is doing that right now.
Oh yeah,
I know, but they're not realistic yet. It's not close yet. You know.
No, they're not going to ever look like people. Right?
I think they will eventually.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think they're going to get?
I think they will.
Like
I think they'll look like real women the day the Mueller report comes out. Meaning like never.
Yeah, I hear you.
The Mueller report's coming out next week. How many fun? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, here's why. Well, that's funny. We could talk about that, but I just think like they've made like fake breasts look pretty real. They've made like fake asses look pretty
those
real.
Are a little,
how many other body parts do you need to look real? The face is probably the last thing.
Yeah, but that's a little different because you're just adding on to like a real person.
Sure.
Right? It's probably the skin that you got
to
get.
The skin's probably really hard to get. Yeah.
I think they're just going to have to start zombifying real women.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Organ donations.
No, it's a good idea. So what do you think? What do you think will happen with that? Do you think he'll, but this is the thing I wanted like, so I just saw the Lorena Bobbitt documentary.
Oh yeah.
It kind of reminded me of when you were talking about like coming from another country and having nothing. Because do you know the story, the Lorena Bobbitt story?
I know it.
Did you see the movie?
No. It's
good. It's really good.
I know, but the whole subject matter gets me upset.
Yeah, you know they show it. Isn't that insane?
How does she do it?
She just has like a and it's like a really clean.
She shows cutting off the penis.
Oh. No.
Oh.
No, she didn't videotape her doing
it. Oh, this was I thought it was a draw.
No, it's a documentary.
Right.
They show pictures of the dick when it wasn't attached.
Oh, man.
Do you know the story?
Oh, yeah. This is the woman who cut the guy's
craziest,
dick off.
She throw it on the side of the road?
Yeah. The craziest thing is they find it. No, it's insane because, you know, she's like hysterical and they're like... I actually had a joke that would kill about it. Like, it wasn't about her because it happened like 10, like six years ago. It happened again. And the joke I do is I'm like, this, you know, the Lorena like threw it in the field and they found it. This guy doesn't have, because she said she doesn't remember where she put it.
Yeah.
And in my bit, I'm like, if I was that guy, I would like never stop bringing that up. Like every day, I'd be like, can you just like try and remember? Like, can you just retrace your steps? Like, I'm sorry to keep bringing this up. Were you in the living room or so anyway, like they I don't know, she kind of said she threw it and then they look around, you know, they show it and it's really small, like, you know, not shitting on him, but like, you know, he's probably a grower. And
it probably shrivels up though.
I was just gonna say that without a blood supply, what the fuck happens to a penis?
Probably shrivels up when it's cold.
I was talking to this I don't want to say who it is, this person, comic who
human would, woman.
Yeah. she takes care of this older gentleman. It's like part of her.
I think I know who you're talking about. Potentially.
All right. Anyway, go ahead. But she just said she has to see his dick. You know? And he's like 90 something.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, it's like nothing, you know? And
like she, it's not.
It shrinks. And she's like, I think guys' dicks shrink when they get older.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, that's
great.
That's
just another thing to look forward to.
Jesus Christ. You know? Can't even fucking. It won't even work. And then it shrinks.
It is funny how God just like, it's part of the plan to just get you like where you want to die. Like, you're just like, all right, just fucking. It's over.
Yeah.
You know, all right, hair is growing on my ears. My dick is shrinking.
Maybe he's a bad example though. Maybe he's just a 9-year-old that's always had a really tiny
man. I can't believe mine's gonna shrink. I mean, when I'm 90, it's gonna be like 9 inches.
It would be weird if you had like a huge hog in your 90s.
I haven't seen any old dude porn, so maybe that's
they have it.
Yeah, I guess they do.
So anyway, she comes to, she's from Venezuela, I think, and she comes to America for like the American dream, and you know, I think she doesn't really. I mean, it's kind of impressive, like, you know. Well, I think she marries.
It's a real rags to riches story right there.
Yeah,
my mom was born in Venezuela.
I know.
It's
she marries
crazy.
This guy and then cuts her dick off. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
My mom's just like a normal lady.
Well, no, the thing is that
it's like the same story of Ray Kroc, right? Just
pretty much.
Yeah.
No, but you know, the thing that they focus on that I didn't, you know, which is true that I wasn't aware of this because they never portrayed it in the media, is she was abused. Like, I never knew that. Like,
oh,
she basically, he was basically like beating the shit out of her and raping her all the time. And oh, I do think that, okay, just, that does show how different it was, because I think like that was a claim I heard when I, you know, I think I was like 19 when it happened, and like, man, that he raped her. And I was, I think in my mind, like my subconscious, I was like, how, but they're married, how could you rape her? You know what I mean? Like, and I think that was kind of the like perception in society.
At the time, it was like divided. It was very divided.
Right.
You know?
For lack of a better.
Yeah. And I think now, if something
it was
like
split down the middle.
Something like that happened.
It was
now
thrown by the wayside, you know, that argument.
It was almost like men had their opinions and women had their own opinions. But now, I think if it happened now, they were just like, I can't believe that's all they cut. She cut off. She should have cut off more. You know?
Right.
And if you say anything less than that, people would be like,
then your career's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they talk about, and I didn't know, they show like footage of her, you know, like she had like gone to the police a lot and like filed a restraining order like 2 days beforehand. And she had to go home because she didn't have anywhere to go. And then he basically like raped her.
They talk about the porn that he was in?
They do. They talk, and then what happens is like they talk about how when it happened, he was kind of celebrated in the media. Like Howard Stern kind of made him a star.
Yeah.
And then they made a porn. Everyone was kind of, and he kind of was like, it looked like he was parlaying it into like a career. And everyone was like, yeah, he's so great. And then they just talk about how he has no money. He's a total fucking loser. She went back to school. She got remarried. Yeah. I wanted to do a joke about that.
I know, who's that.
My impression of her new husband fighting with her, like, hey Lorena, let's go to Red Lobster. I don't like that place. That's fine. How about instead I go down on you for 5 hours?
And yeah. how did she cut off?
Just like a knife in the kitchen.
It's funny because with her new husband, and she wants to go silverware shopping. He's right, like, nah, right, we'll just use plastic forks.
Let's
and
look
knives
at the forks. Yeah, at a restaurant.
Yeah,
honey, you don't need a knife. You're only having the T-bone. No, yeah, it's and then they talk about, oh, and this is the craziest thing at the end, because the whole thing in the media, he's always like, oh, she's so crazy. At the end, she has this stack of letters, and they're all from him.
Oh.
Like these like 4-page letters, like, I love you, I miss you. Like trying to get back together with her now.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. Is this on Netflix?
Amazon.
All right, I'll watch this, definitely.
And then she says, she looks at the camera, and she's like, I cut your penis off. Like, just leave me alone. That's like psychotic, right? Like to try to get back with the chick who cut your dick off. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Why would you ever? So they talk about, and then they interview other women who say that he abused them too.
Uh-oh.
So they're kind of showing that an abuser like has a mentality of never letting you go. Like they always need to like consume you. So
I just would he want her back? Do you think he'll turn out better the next time?
Yeah. Right back into the same old bullshit. That's it. It's totally over this time. You get 2 penis cutoff chances.
3 strikes, you're out.
Cut off my penis once. Shame on you. Yeah, so I don't know. Just reminded me because she kind of portrayed her. I guess when she moved here, she didn't know how to speak English, and her family was really against it. She was like 18.
Right.
I don't know. You forget how hard it is like to like come to America, like just go somewhere and not speak English. Mm. So I don't know. I guess when I think about these like sex slaves, I'm like, well, why don't they just leave? I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Like they don't know how to speak English.
They cut off a few penises. I think they would get attention.
Yeah, you know that, and actually, looking back on it, she did the exact right thing because it worked out great. She completely got away from the guy. She kind of like got her life back. Everyone was kind. She didn't go to jail. It's kind of amazing she didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
Right?
I thought she did. That's crazy.
Now she gets off for, I guess, insanity. I guess she uses the insanity defense because they say she was like almost.
But does
like
she seem insane?
Well, you know, from that thing. You know,
outside of
a little
that.
Weird. Well, I mean, they talk about how, like, you know, self-defense is the defense when it's, like, in the moment. You feel like you're...
But insanity is, like, I don't know. I mean, that probably took a few minutes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a point when
I wonder if it was just like one.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they said doctors are like, we're like, she should be a fucking surgeon. It's like unbelievable how clean it is.
It's unreal.
The craziest thing is like, did you see the porn?
No, I didn't even know there was a porn.
They put it back on and he's just, his dick is working.
Oh, how is God. That possible?
Is it like a Frankenstein dick with like stitches?
Yeah, you can kind of see. And then he did God. It. They talk about how he later got an enlargement and the doctor like fucked up his dick, like it's like deformed.
Come on.
Yeah, like Jesus, leave it alone, dude. You know what I mean?
And you're lucky enough they put it back on. You should be fucking thanking the Lord.
I know, isn't that insane? And they made a movie called Franken Penis. It's really insane how like what he did after that.
Yeah, it's almost more insane.
And then he gets a job at the Bunny Ranch, which is legalized prostitution, as like a greeter, like celebrity greeter. Like so people, and then they said he fucked that up. Like everyone says like he can't hold down a job.
Yeah.
And they're like, he basically just had to stand there and greet people and he kept fucking it up.
The movie was called Franken Penis?
The porn. Yeah, he makes a movie. And I think in the movie they show them doing the enhancement surgery. That's like kind of the gimmick of the movie. Like, oh, look, he's getting, you know, enhancement surgery. It's actually really good. You know who produced it? Is Jordan Peele.
Get out of here, dude.
Yeah. No, he did. Jordan Peele produced it.
Franken Penis?
Are you being...
No. The documentary.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you meant Franken
Penis. Oh, you guys looked so like... I was like, why is it so weird that...
We were waiting for the punchline. Yeah.
No, and why it like... I think why it seems so relevant now is because it's in the, you know, light of... How society has changed, like the Me Too era, because they're showing like Howard Stern back in the day being like, oh, she's a pig, she's so disgusting, and how John Wayne Bobbitt was celebrated even though he was an abuser. And it is amazing like how different the climate is now. Like you couldn't get away with
it. And all the stuff Howard Stern used to do, I mean, crazy. I mean, it's like they probably buried a lot of those tapes now, you know what I mean? Because I remember some of that stuff.
How did he not get like Me Too?
Well, it's crazy that he hasn't.
Well, because he didn't, by the time like all this happened, he was married to this new woman and stuff like that.
I know, but don't they bring out shit from people like from years ago? Like,
I think he's like kind of apologized for the stuff he's done in the past or stuff, or just kind of buried it under the rug and stuff like that, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
He changed all the names of the characters on the show to more politically correct names. Like there was like one guy named
Stuttering John.
Right? Yeah, but there was one guy who was like retarded guy. I forgot.
Yeah.
And they called him special needs guy or whatever one of those things, you know?
Yeah, because people forget he was fucking like crazy. They show you can tell they're kind of doing it to show you what a shithead he was. They're like, I know she did it, you know, to like, because basically turning her into the abuser,
right?
Yeah. And
I think that was like, it was like divided, I think, the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, I do feel like the climate back then was like, it was pretty much like, oh, they kind of painted it like she's crazy and he's
definitely
just like a victim.
I was a little kid and that was the story I was told. Yeah. Like, oh, this.
Men were like, there's no excuse for you to do that ever. You know?
Yeah.
And then
now women are like, yeah, do it. Do it. She married this like really fat guy.
Oh, right.
It must be really. I think she went for like someone nicer.
Maybe hard to get to his penis. Maybe that's better.
Oh yeah, exactly. She can't even find
it. The sanity.
That's why it's lasted so long.
Yeah. Somewhere the sanity lies somewhere in between like not cutting the penis off but also not raping your wife. Like there's some like they're both something.
No,
happened.
It's and also they got married at like 21.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way you're not going to get away without a fucking penis getting cut off. That's like really young. And I guess they were just total like he was just total like white trash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember the whole time the story just made me uncomfortable, and that's why I didn't even listen to it then, as it does today, because the whole thing just makes
me. Yeah, don't watch this then, because they show like some graphic I mean, not that much, but a few. And then they take you through the whole... He got charged too, but he gets off.
Oh, really?
He gets charged for like rape, I guess. And they talk about I thought he made a lot of money from all that shit, but he does. At the end, it's like he's living in some shitty apartment. I think he... You know, and he I didn't really, he got arrested like 5 times after that. He went to jail for like a year for beating the shit out of some other chick. He was just insane.
Jesus Christ.
I know. That's what always happens with these guys. They do this horrible thing, then they get off and they just keep doing it. Like Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, that guy's a fucking idiot, dude.
That guy just kept shooting everybody.
He's so stupid.
All right, is there anything else you want to talk about? I think that's how long has it been? Like an hour?
Yeah, like we're 54 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good. Is there anything else on your mind? Was there another topic?
No, I think that's good. Right. So, what do you pick for best? What do we say? Frank and Penis, best picture?
Probably. Yeah. Crash again. What did you say? Gravity?
Gravity, which was never nominated.
That might have been. Wasn't the guy who made it like good or something?
Yeah, I think he was nominated for like cinematography and nominated for.
I thought it was the guy who did Roma.
It is the guy who did Roma, yeah. What are the people saying is like the front runner?
I'll look right now.
I would say Green Book, but it probably won't. Everyone's mad at that, right? Everyone's just mad at everything. Is that what's going on?
Roma, they're saying, I guess.
That's on Netflix.
This is on Mashable. They're saying.
I think people don't want that because of Netflix. Right. They don't want it to like have completely dominated Hollywood.
So this is, according to Mashable, you can't really discount any of the nominees in this year's tight Best Picture race. That being said, an overwhelming number of gamblers are placing their money on Alfonso Cuarón's Roma. If Roma does walk away with the biggest prize of the night, it will become the first foreign language film ever to do so.
Yeah.
I don't think it will.
You know, the Academy would hate that. For ratings, that winning Best Picture is a snooze fest. Black and white, fucking.
But they always do that. They always like, but you think you're like, oh,
well, the artist won, the silent.
The artist, and you know, Moonlight is fucking not that good a movie.
No, the artist that was one of those movies they said should never have won. Like that.
Have you seen that?
No.
No one. I don't think anyone.
I've never even wanted to see that. Yeah. That looked horrible. Was that like a fucking. Was that like a silent movie?
Yeah, it was a silent film made in like the 2000s.
Yeah, with a dog. I think there was a dog in it or something.
It just looked terrible.
Dogs? Yeah. I don't like those. I love how that's your big beef with it. There was a dog, like a big part?
I don't know. They made fun of the dog in the movie, but I don't remember. It was like one of those movies. The other movies could have. Some people also said that about the year Titanic won.
That it shouldn't have won.
People thought L.A. Confidential was a better movie.
I never. Was that. Titanic is good.
It's not great. Yeah, but you had to give it to Titanic that year. Because it was the movie.
Yeah. And now looking back, it's like if any other movie would have won in 97, you would have been like, well, Titanic got robbed. Right. Because there's certain movies that just stand the test of time. Like,
and Titanic was, I liked Titanic.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, it had a lot of
heterosexual sex in it, right?
Yeah. He draws a naked woman. It's very hetero. It's not gay.
I mean, did you not like it? Is that a gay movie too?
It is a gay movie to like.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because, you know.
Is that true?
I mean, I'm picking up on that vibe right now.
I like the, you know.
What
I like
movies
when the ship
do you
set.
Like? Fucking like Porky's?
Frank and Penis. I like Frank and Penis. Frank and Penis 2.
Yeah, what do you want to win? Fucking like Debbie Does Dallas? Debbie Does Dallas, so gay, Star Is Born. Why? Because is it gay because the movies are sad?
I think it's when there's ever a handsome, really good-looking lead that's just getting some girl or something. It seems gayer to like the Titanic and the Star Is Born than it does to like Brokeback Mountain. It really does.
Man.
I don't know why.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
You agree with that?
I don't agree with
you
it.
You think
I'm saying,
Titanic is gayer than the movie Brokeback Mountain?
Yes.
What?
I'm with them.
Because it's too rough and tumble. They're just having
that
fun.
That movie is about dudes fucking each other in the ass.
He gets it.
This is a joke.
No, I love it. It's true.
I like Brokeback
You know what?
I didn't want to say it because fucking...
Dallas Buyers Club is less... Oh, that's not even gay, that movie. Well, one guy is gay in it. He's not supposed to be gay, though.
Oh, Jared Leto. Yeah.
Well, he's transsexual in the movie.
Right? No, I'm talking about McConaughey.
That's gay or not gay?
Not gay.
What makes movies gay then? When gay people are in the movie, it's not gay.
Whenever there's
I don't know the rules.
If you have a really hot guy who's getting some real puss, it's gay.
Yeah. Like, there you go.
Okay. All
right. Star Is Born.
I guess my life's pretty gay.
Yeah, man.
Like, look at that guy over there fucking that chick. Yeah. What a queer.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, all right. I guess that's it. That was a good thing to end on.
Yeah. That was good.
We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye. Brooklyn, we go hard. We go.
no fear in my eyes. What he looking at? Better look on map. Besides, me not like the eye fight. Me not think such a thing is worth a man's life. But if a man tests my style, I promise he won't like my reply. Boom, bye, bye, like bougie. I'm crucial, I'm a Brooklyn boy. I may take some getting used to. Chain snatching, ain't have it, gotta get it. Same from Brownsville to Brain British. Fatherless child, mama put double shifts. So the number runners was the only one to hang with it. Before you know it, I'm in a game, bang fit it. Fit no orangutans, pitil kid apps like oranges. I'm dangerous. Please, tell me what the name of this. Brooklyn Dodger them, I jack, I rob, I sin. Oh man, I'm Jackie Robinson. Except when I run base, I dodge the pen. Lucky me, luckily, they didn't get me. Now when I bring the nets, I'm the Black Branch Ricky from Brooklyn Corners. Burning branches of spread love, Biggie, Brooklyn, hippie. I pity the fool with jewels like Mr. T. With no history in my barrel, they borrow. With no intentions of returning tomorrow. The sun don't come out for many, like Annie. Half orphan, mama never had an abortion. Papa sorta did, still I managed to live. I go hard, I owe it all to the crib. Now please tell me, what the f*** is harder than this?
Go hard.